The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with champion Ray Lampkin Jr. So call in, get in our chat room. The number is 347-826-7273. We'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions for Ray, give us a call. So hang on tight. Before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen around the world? We thank everybody for tuning into our radio show every Wednesday night. And like my queen said, we got the champ here tonight, and he's going to be putting it down, giving everybody updates on what's going on with him, and we're about to make this happen. So without further ado, we also want to give everybody a happy Thanksgiving around the world, and stay blessed and stay safe. And without further ado, we're going to bring the champ himself on the line, champion Ray Lampkin Jr. in the house. Champ, you on the line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on? Happy holidays, Rob. Happy holidays with Miss Lucinda Boyd.
Thank you, champ. So, champ, we're glad to have you on the show tonight, man. And we just want to ask you to go ahead and start with the fans, man, and let them know what Ray was doing and how Ray got into this boxing thing.
Well, man, you know, my story started off back, you know, in the early 80s, man. I came from my father, Lightning Ray Lampkin. You know, my dad was one of the first black fighters from Oregon to fight for the championship in the world in the early 70s. And, you know, I gave birth to me in the early 80s, and, you know, I followed by my dad's footsteps, got involved with amateur boxing at a young age. And, you know, I went through a lot of different things in my life from age 8 to where I am now. You know, yes, sir, yes, sir. Right.
Let's finish up.
I said, yeah. You know, I just got from my dad was a famous fighter in the early 70s. I was born in the late 80s, you know, did my boxing career through the 90s and the early 2000s. Found myself fighting for a spot on the 2004 Olympic boxing team. And, you know, I come from a small city where, you know, you get notarized and get a lot of, you know, fame in a town like mine. Can actually be a good thing and a bad thing. So, you know, I come from the struggle. I come from the street life. I'm a kid that made a lot of poor choices along the road to where I'm trying to get, and, you know what I mean, that's trying to be a successful man, a successful professional boxer, and a successful father. You feel me?
That sounds good, champ. And can you tell the viewers, champ, what were some of the adversities and hurdles you had to overcome in your struggle in the street life? You know, knowing that you wanted to fight and you was a great fighter, what were some of the adversities you had to overcome?
I mean, you know, you see you're in the inner city, at a, you know, Portland, it's a lot of things that glimmer that ain't gold, you know. So you see people, you know, having things from material things to cars and clothes, to, you know, things like that, and people doing what they want to do around the community. It kind of blinds your eyes to the fact that, you know what I mean, through hard work, you can get those things. You ain't going to take a shortcut. So I deal with a lot of temptation. You know, also being kind of popular in my city, I deal with a lot of fame and being known and different women. And, you know, I don't want to say the word groupies, but I don't want to label them as groupies. But, you know, I went through the fight of women and temptation and, you know, being struggling and knowing that, you know, if I focus on boxing 4 or 5 years down the road, I can have the things that I want versus, you know, the things right in front of me now if I just do these things. So I went through a lot of different things, you know what I mean, that I didn't have to go through just through, you know, being tempted, you know what I'm saying, or I want to take a shortcut in life. You know, there's never no shortcuts in life.
Right, right. And I'm going to pass the mic over to my Mrs. Ray and let her ask you a few questions. We know you definitely busy right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely busy, man. I'm flying back to Portland. I'm residing in Phoenix, Arizona right now. I'm flying back to Portland, Oregon to go visit my kids, my family, and friends. I'm going to be gone for about a week, you know what I mean? I'm just flying back home and, you know, go check in on all my loved ones, man. It's the Thanksgiving holidays. I'm actually doing this this interview live from Denver, Colorado airport right now. You know, so we live at the terminal. I'm playing on board in about another hour or so. So we got enough time.
Oh, good. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about who was your mentor or hero when you were growing up. And
well, you
know
that you my father. Say it again, Miss Boyd.
Go ahead.
You said what was my mentor and who I look up to?
Yes.
Well, you know, I always, you know, that I'm see that I'm boxing, so I always, you know, looked up to my dad, got to follow my dad. I grew up watching my dad's fight in the house, you know what I mean, as he was, you know, working stuff. You know, my dad always had boxing on, always had his fights playing in the background, so you know, I take a lot after my dad. A lot of people that know me and know my father and watch how, you know, our traits that remind me a lot of my dad. Me and my dad are much of the same. So, you know, my dad is my biggest hero, you know, in my life. You know what I mean? My biggest influence. You know, he's tough on me. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's kind of what I need. You know, we have our differences. We argue, but at the end of the day, when I go home at night, and I turn the light off, you know what I mean? When my dad say it, tell me always stick to the back of my stomach, you know what I mean?
So,
I can't hear you, what you say?
Even though you had your dad in your life, tell us a little bit of the struggles you had trying to stay out of the street life. And we know that you lived the street life for a little while and had your own troubles, but you know, what got you into the street life and what was able to get you out of it?
I mean, with Portland, Oregon, where I'm from, it's a small inner city, you know what I mean? It's not too rough and tough, but, you know, it's a little bit of poverty going on in the neighborhood. And, you know, I mean, you know, we come from where, you know, nobody's really rich, you know, in the inner city. So, you know, the streets and quick money and, you know, using the biggest gift. Certain things to get what you want is always a possibility. My daily fight, I go through my daily fight every day. I'm not insane at all, you know what I mean? I have my issues, I still have my temptations, and you know, every day is I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I remind myself that I gotta stay down for my crown, you know what I mean? I don't live the perfect life. I can't say I've been fair to everybody in the last week or I've been the greatest, you know, boyfriend or, you know, friend, you know what I mean? I go through my daily struggles, you know, every day.
Right. So tell us a couple of your goals for this upcoming year. What are your plans?
Okay, well, you know, I'm flying back home right now. I'm coming back. I'll be back in Phoenix, Arizona, December 3rd, and I'm going to prepare for 2014. I've been putting a lot of work in around the Arizona area on the boxing circuit. I wanted to fight November 16th, but I was unable to find an opponent for that day to make my Phoenix debut. But I got a lot of good reviews from a lot of fighters, coaches, matchmakers, managers, promoters. They know I'm in town. And, you know, they expected me. I missed the last show of the year out there in Arizona on November 16th, Iron Boy Promotions. But there's a lot of things kicking off 2014. So I'm going to get back to Arizona December 3rd, and I'll be ready to go first week of January you know. So, you know, there's a lot of good dates out there. You know, I'm in a boxing hotbed as far as Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Mexico. So it's a lot going on right there. I think this is the right, it's right where I need to be for myself and for my career.
All right. Well, you know, we're here to support you, and we look forward to helping you and watching
you
fight.
You know, I need some of that street. You know, I need some of that streets. Don't let you back there. You know, boxing gloves, headgear, T-shirts, wristbands. You feel me? Hey, I'm gonna put the pressure on you. I'm still gonna send. I'm gonna send y'all that after the holidays over and stuff. I'm gonna send y'all the ladies' number so we can get something going on. Cause I definitely need some of that streets don't love you back. That saying and that whole movement.
Like, that's right.
People that know me. Excuse me. I'm at the airport. Excuse me. People that know me back home in Portland, Oregon, they know that that fit me. That's like, it fit me perfect. When I saw the shirts, I was at the gym training. Me and Mr. Boyd was already friends on Facebook, intermingling with each other, and I had no clue. I was in the middle of my workout, and this guy came in the gym, and I saw the shirt, and I just stopped my workout, took my gloves off, found my phone, unlocked my phone, found the shirt, stopped my whole workout. I was getting ready for a 5 quit now. I saw that shirt. I started my whole workout. Took a picture with that shirt because it really reflects and it makes me think that, you know, if I could have that shirt hanging over the gym in different spots and look at it and see other different people in the gym with it on, it can definitely remind me, you know, to stay focused and not let the temptation and the different, you know, adversities that, you know, we face in life during the struggle pull me away. At the end of the day, the streets don't let you back.
My man, we appreciate that, champ. And we also want to let the viewers know, too, that the champ came out and helped feed the homeless. And he did a great job, you know. He came on out, and he gave us his time. And he gave up this time. So,
Right. Yeah, I mean, I definitely can't turn my collar on the homeless. I've been in this world 30 years. It's been a time where I feel lost and homeless in my life. You know what I mean? So I definitely can't turn my collar up on them. You know what I mean? I definitely am a firm believer of karma. You know what I mean? And, you know.
I know you're at the airport. You're having a difficult time there because a whole lot of people around. But at the end of the day, champ, what is there that you would like for your fans and viewers to know tonight?
Man, that I'm working hard, focused. The best is yet to come. The career's moving slow, but I'm not gonna give up. I'm still talented. I say I'm old in the sport, but I'm young with my heart. I'm a fighter, I'm a winner. I go through the struggle. It's only made me stronger. Can't nobody in the world beat me. You know what I mean? It's yet to be done. And it's yet to be seen. But I mean what I say. You feel me? So, you know, that's it. That's all. I'm at this airport. You might hear me talking.
So what we want to do, champ, we want to give you this time to give a shout-out to your loved ones and everybody that you need to give a shout-out to.
I want to give a shout-out to the whole city of Portland, City of Roses, 503 Stand Up, you know what I mean, from Gresham to Beaverton, from Eugene all the way to Vancouver, you know what I mean? Much love. I love y'all. On my way back home, if I don't see y'all, you know what I mean? You just know I'm here. I'm doing the right thing. And, you know, my mama, my daddy, I love you. My kids, Amaya, Soraya, Lampkin, I'll be home in a couple hours. See y'all tomorrow. I'll go eat some of my mama's and grandma's macaroni and cheese. Big shout out to Lucinda Boy, Rob Boy on Streets Don't Love You Back. Buckeye, Miss Rhonda. Shout out to Rhonda. Shout out to Central Boxing, you know, for giving me an opportunity and helping me out, you know. And that's it. That's all, you know. If I miss you out, I say, I get the love to the whole city, you know. So if somebody in the city, I'll make it back to vibe, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, champ. So, hey, we just want to thank you, man, for giving us this interview, you know what I mean? due to the fact you was at the airport, we still want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to let you know safe travels and have a great, great Thanksgiving with your whole family and team, and we'll see you when you get back, man.
Yes, sir. I'll be back, man, December 3rd, man, working hard 6 miles a day, man, to take this pain away, man. The streets don't lay you back. Ray Lightning, Junior Lampkin, man, I'm signing out.
That's what it is, man, and we appreciate you, champ, and you have a safe travel.
You too, mister. Y'all have great holidays.
All right, now, thanks for tuning in.
Don't eat too much. We might get you pro debut coming soon, man.
You already know it, champ. You know it, baby. But you stay focused out there, man, and enjoy.
Okay, for sure, man. Much love. I'll see you soon.
All right, God bless.
Yeah.
All right, we was listening to our main man, Ray Lampkin Jr., tonight on the show. We're going to play a few commercials and a few songs, and we're going to close out in about 15 minutes and enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. And we want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody around the world. From the Streets Don't Love You Back, Rob and Lucinda. So we're going to kick it on off.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Help free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free GI. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Days of struggle, you know what I'm
constant
saying?
Struggle, you know?
Ready to
still stress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk it, hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listen to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I put clothes on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, everything is going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of us know.
They think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour. Prison planet Infowars. Find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your drive-thru. Verify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother.
Each one, teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter.
The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter.
I hear what they're saying. I will be the cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones.
But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way.
All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us.
We're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all.
As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball.
We're patriots. They best heed the call.
As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. They're strength in numbers.
Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble.
Shot. We are coming, that is all.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information.
And the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all.
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision.
To make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
Goodbye, good riddance.
1984.
No, 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves.
We ain't gonna be your bitches.
We ain't gonna be your punks.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of, so feel this,
when we stick, it won't hurt, just a little prick.
They don't care, give back, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, or down the knife.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you.
We're standing our ground, don't get too close.
But we are like the sun, you'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast, and sea to shining sea.
We won't stand for this ish,
no, none of your tyranny.
If a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision,
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
With a war on information.
information.
Ain't a planet for prison.
What side are you on?
Let's make a decision.
I made a decision.
Let's get incision.
Cut out the bullshit.
To the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And tonight we had our guest on here tonight, Champion Ray Lampkin Jr., and we just thanking him for stopping by. And also, everybody knows this is our fifth year toy drive and food drive for the homeless and for the kids across Arizona, and we want to give some thank yous right now. We want to give a big thank you to Buckeye Valley News, Sharon and her team at the Buckeye Valley News. That's a drop-off location as well, and the address there is 122 South 4th Street, Buckeye, Arizona, zip code 85326. We want to also give a shout-out to Store More Self-Storage in Buckeye, and that address is 1596 South Watson Road, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326. We want to give a shout-out to Aaron Sales and Lease at 1260 South Watson Road, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326. Also, we want to give a shout-out to Hometown True Value. That address is 151 MC85, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326. Also, we want to give a big shout-out to One Health Urgent Care at 980 South Watson Road, number 103 Suite, Buckeye, Arizona, 85326. And we want to give a special shout-out to Multimedia and Video Production, Theodore and them, and also Ms. Rhonda at Twin Flame Images and Production, DJ Church Station JCS2364, and also the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center. So we want to thank everybody for their support this year. And if you would like to get involved, please email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. And now we want to give you the shout-outs in Maricopa. We want to give a shout-out to Nails for You. That address is 20046 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. We also want to give a big shout-out to O'Shea's at 20800 North John Wayne Parkway, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. And also we want to give a big shout-out to CNC Barbershop, Salon, and Spa. And that address is 19756 North John Wayne Parkway, Suite number 105, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. And we want to thank everybody who supports us. And if you would like to get involved again, please email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. More information at our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. We wishing everybody around the world a very happy Thanksgiving, and have a safe travels in your travels. And one love, God bless, from Boyd and Lucinda. And always remember, the streets don't love you back. And have a great one. Peace out.